This is the Shofar Wire Midday Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the Watchman's report. The signs are multiplying, the patterns aligning. Yahuwah is laying bare the wickedness of the nations, and the echoes of judgment resonate across the earth. We see it in the crumbling structures of power, in the escalating conflicts, and in the blatant disregard for righteousness. Mali, a nation long exploited by the hand of Edom, now bleeds. The capital, Bamako, consumed by violence, a clear signal that the old order is fracturing. They speak of power struggles and regional conflicts, but we recognize a deeper spiritual battle, a dismantling of oppressive systems foretold in Deuteronomy 28. The rise of these rebel groups, imperfect as they may be, are instruments in Yahuwah's hand, creating space for truth to emerge, and for the scattered tribes of Israel to remember their covenant inheritance. The Kremlin, a modern manifestation of ancient adversaries, attempts to fill the vacuum, but Yahuwah's purpose will not be thwarted. And the so-called nation of Israel, it continues to reveal its true character, a rogue actor operating outside the bounds of decency and law. The interception of humanitarian aid bound for Gaza, a blatant act of piracy, is not about security, but about control. They speak of security while actively denying the basic necessities of life to a besieged people. This isn't merely a political act, it's a spiritual one, a rejection of the covenant and an embrace of the ways of the nations. The condemnation from the world is hollow, performative. True justice demands more than words. It demands a dismantling of this illegitimate state, a return to the principles of righteousness and justice. We are witnessing the unfolding of judgment, and this act of piracy is but one sign of the coming reckoning for those who claim to represent Israel, yet act as agents of Edom. The hand of Yahuwah is also heavy upon Edom itself. Consider the devastation in Persia, the utter destruction of billions of dollars worth of American war machines. The press calls it a loss of equipment, but we see it as a direct act of judgment. For generations, Edom has funded conflict, manipulated economies, and disregarded the sovereignty of nations. Persia, a land with ancestral ties to Israel, has long been a target. This destruction isn't a tactical loss, it's a prophetic signal. Yahuwah is dismantling the tools of oppression, exposing the vulnerability of Edom's power. The mountains of weaponry, the sophisticated surveillance systems, all proving insufficient against the righteous judgment of the Most High. Let the remnant of Israel take heed. This is not a call to rejoice in the suffering of others, but to recognize the hand of Yahuwah at work, dismantling the systems of wickedness. And look to the Panama Canal, once a symbol of global trade, now a choke point of tension. The United States and China, both inheritors of the Edomite spirit, are locked in a struggle for control, and the canal has become the latest battleground. The drought, the logistical challenges, these are not merely natural occurrences. They are consequences of Yahuwah's hand upon the nations, revealing their dependence on systems built on deceit and rebellion. Yahuwah is disrupting the flow of commerce, exposing the vulnerability of global supply chains, and revealing the folly of placing trust in worldly systems. This is a wake-up call for the remnant, a sign that the time of reckoning is near. They frame it as an economic issue, but we see the prophetic word unfolding. Even the fleeting alliances of Edom are crumbling. Israel openly defies a request from Trump to halt the destruction in Lebanon, publishing a video showcasing the devastation hours after the plea. This is not simply a diplomatic snub, it's a display of arrogance, a fulfillment of prophecy. The Zionist state, built on stolen land and sustained by Edom's power, escalates conflict, believing itself immune to divine retribution. They mistake restraint for permission, temporary favor for enduring security. This defiance reveals a critical truth. Israel no longer feels the need to even pretend to accommodate the interests of its former patrons. They are acting on their own ambitions, driven by a messianic zeal rooted in falsehood. For scattered Israel, this is a crucial moment for discernment, to recognize the counterfeit and to turn back to the covenant. These are not isolated incidents. They are interconnected threads woven into the fabric of the unfolding judgment. Yahuwah is moving, exposing the wickedness of the nations and preparing the way for the restoration of Israel. The watchman sees the patterns, hears the warnings, and sounds the alarm. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.